from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Islamic State claims responsibility for the deaths of 140 Syrians. The U.S. has strongly condemned a series of deadly bombings in Syria claimed by Islamic State, while Russia said the attacks were aimed at derailing peace efforts. A U.S. State Department statement called them barbaric attacks and called on all parties to the conflict, particularly the Syrian regime and forces supporting it, to support a cessation of hostilities that can begin to de-escalate the civil war, which continues to sustain ISIL and other terrorist groups. Multiple bombings in Damascus killed at least 83 people on Sunday, while bombs in Homs killed another 59 people. ISIS said it carried out the attacks. Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement the terror attacks need an adequate reaction from the international community. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye again Monday, days after he lost a presidential election that he says was fraudulent. Joe Craig has this from Kampala for VOA.
It was the latest in a series of arrests for Kizza Besigye, who lost Thursday's elections to incumbent Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. Besigye intended to lead a protest march from his home to the Electoral Commission. But Besigye's attorney says police arrested him the moment he went outside his gate. Attorney Peter Magella is a project manager at Chapter 4, a Kampala-based civil rights organization. He says a candidate can file a challenge to election results with the Supreme Court within 10 days of the announcement of the results.
If the ruling government believes it won the vote genuinely, let him challenge, because if there is no evidence, he will still lose in court.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
Kenyan police have received 30 armored personnel carriers to be used in areas of the country worst hit by terrorism. As Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi, security analysts say that's a good step, but Kenya needs to do more to win the war against al-Shabaab.
In an effort to protect and equip police officers, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta authorized 30 armored personnel carriers to be deployed in the northeastern and coastal regions to fight militants crossing into the country. Analyst Jan St. Pierre, who runs the Berlin-based security firm Mosikon.
I think it's a very good sign. I think President Kenyatta and the Kenyan government is finally understanding that fighting a terrorist group like al-Shabaab requires that all parties be involved and not just elite troops or the military.
The al-Qaeda-linked group that has vowed to attack Kenya as long as its forces are still based in Somalia. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is due in the South Sudan capital of Juba on Thursday, his second visit since the country gained its independence in 2011. Mr. Ban's visit comes as implementation of the peace agreement signed last August between President Salva Kiir and his former Vice President Riek Machar is proceeding only very slowly. The London mayor says that he's had it with the European Union. Boris Johnson disagrees with British Prime Minister David Cameron, declaring he's joining the campaign calling for Britain's exit from the EU.
I would like to see a new relationship based more on trade, on cooperation, but as I say, with much less of this supranational element.
Prime Minister Cameron's push to remain in the EU comes after members agreed on a package of concessions to Britain to keep them in the 28-member bloc. No country has ever withdrawn from the European Union. The battle over a U.S. Supreme Court vacancy comes into sharper focus this week as the Senate gets back to work after a recess and the White House continues to look at potential nominees. The partisan standoff is over replacing Justice Antonin Scalia, who recently died. The Senate Majority Leader and the Chairman of the Judiciary Committee penned an open letter arguing the next president, not President Obama, should choose Justice Scalia's replacement on the high court. The White House disagrees.
The president was clear about representing his view that the president has a constitutional duty to nominate a successor whenever there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, and the Senate has a solemn constitutional duty to give that person a fair hearing and a timely yes or no vote.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest, and this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.